times with the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Your next chance to buy cattle the Superior way comes up on Thursday, November 19th, broadcast live from Superior Livestock's offices and studios. It'll be seen on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,200 head, 5,200 yearling steers, 3,400 yearling heifers, and over 14,000 weaned calves. For details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465. Well, American Farmers and Ranchers and Oklahoma Farmers Union Cooperative hosted National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue on a tour of Northeast Oklahoma last week. The tour showcased the area's agriculture and provided an opportunity for AFR-OFU leadership and LaRue to visit one-on-one with area producers. Farm Director Ron Hayes spoke with LaRue after the tour wrapped up about some of his biggest impressions.
I had a phenomenal week, actually, in Oklahoma. For somebody who, like myself, who knew a little bit about Oklahoma agriculture, but not in any great deal detail. AFR's kind of tour of the state really showed off the diversity, not only in the geography and the challenges and the style of agriculture that Oklahoma has, but really also the diversity in the crops and the livestock and style of agriculture. It just is an incredibly rich and diverse state from, you know, western Oklahoma up into kind of north and then northeast. There's plenty of more of the state that I want to see, but I had a really great tour all across the state.
The AFR-OFU-NFU tour wrapped up back in Oklahoma City with a dinner to celebrate a successful week. LaRue and Scott Bluebaugh, AFR president, both addressed the group, highlighting the current lack of rural representation in both the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate and the upcoming administration change. They also summarized the week's discussions with Oklahoma producers. They pointed out the number one issue over the last few days has been concentration, both in beef processing specifically and agriculture as a whole. Well, the Kansas City Fed said last week that the outlook for agricultural credit conditions in its 10th district improved in the third quarter, due in part to rising commodity prices and additional government aid to producers. After dropping sharply in the second quarter due to COVID-19 disruptions, prices for most ag commodities began to rebound during the summer. The Fed report says the increasing demand supported additional increases in crop prices through the third quarter and into October, expanding profit opportunities for many producers going into the harvest season. As a result, credit conditions deteriorated at a significantly slower pace. The number of bankers reporting declines in farm income and loan repayment rates dropped from the prior quarter. About 55% of ag bankers in the district reported lower incomes than a year ago, compared with 75% in the second quarter of 2020. Following years of steady growth, demand for farm loans appeared to decrease. About 25% of bankers reported that loan demand was lower than last year, the highest number since 2013. Loan repayment challenges are expected to ease across most types of farm operations in the district throughout the next 3 months. You've got farm news on Ron.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.